Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Leading off today, if you're using Arlo Ultra security cameras around your home or business, we've got good news for you. Arlo has fulfilled its promise and released HomeKit support for the Ultra line of cameras. With HomeKit support for the Arlo Ultra, you'll be able to access live video streams from your camera directly in the Home app. This places the live video right alongside your other HomeKit accessories, and it means you won't have to visit the Arlo app quite as often. The Arlo Ultra is the company's high-end camera offering, starting at $400 for just one camera. There are bundle deals available through places like Amazon that bundle multiple cameras together and other accessories at lower price points. If you already own Arlo Ultra cameras, the HomeKit support is rolling out now through a firmware update available in the Arlo app for iOS. At WWDC, Apple detailed its new HomeKit Secure Video Standard, which allows users to record and store footage from security cameras directly in the Home app on iOS and with iCloud. Unfortunately, Arlo says that it currently doesn't have any plans to integrate its cameras with HomeKit Secure Video. Adoption of HomeKit Secure Video has been slow among accessory makers so far. Companies such as Logitech have signed on to support the feature at some point, but details remain sparse. In other news, ahead of the launch of Apple TV Plus next month, Wired has released a new deep dive into Apple's efforts to join Hollywood. In the piece, Apple TV Plus executive Zach Van Amberg, who leads Apple's video programming division, explained that Apple is working to define its programs by quality rather than quantity. Amberg added that Apple also isn't targeting specific demographics with its content, instead choosing to focus purely on creating the best content. Whereas platforms like Netflix and Disney Plus offer a wide array of different TV shows and movies to users, Apple TV Plus will launch with just a handful of initial options for viewers. As previously reported, The Morning Show was the first show ordered by Apple for Apple TV Plus, followed by the Steven Spielberg show Amazing Stories. The Spielberg show was meant to be part of the Apple TV Plus launch, but it's been delayed during production and will now come out at a later date. Another Apple TV Plus launch show is called For All Mankind from Ron Moore. Wired says that Apple executives were impressed with the detail and texture that Moore and his writing team had invented as part of their pitch. The show is based on the alternate timeline of NASA, and Moore's initial For All Mankind pitch mapped out 7 seasons worth of material. Apple has only renewed the show for 2 seasons so far, but if the show is popular, there's clearly enough material to keep it going for quite some time. Apple hired Amberg and Jamie Ehrlich away from Sony in June of 2017 to lead its worldwide video team. Apple TV Plus launches on November 1st, and Apple has already held glitzy premieres for All Mankind, C, and Dickinson, with more slated to come over the coming weeks and months. Today's episode of 9to5 Mac Daily is brought to you by Channels. Channels integrates with your HD Home Run networked TV tuner to allow you to watch live TV from your iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, and more. Once your tuner is connected to the internet, you can watch live TV using the Channels app that's free on iOS and just $25 on Apple TV. Channels supports a full grid guide to easily see what's on, as well as pause, rewind, and fast forward for live TV. There's full HD and 5.1 surround sound support, while Channels Plus adds DVR, automatic commercial skipping, and the ability to watch while away from home for just $8 per month or $80 per year. To learn more and to get your first month of Channels Plus for free, head to getchannels.com/9to5mac. My thanks to Channels for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily and making it easy for me to watch TV from anywhere. Starbucks has long held the title of the most popular mobile payment platform in the United States thanks to its popular app-based ordering system. New data from eMarketer now shows that Apple Pay has surpassed Starbucks in the United States. Starbucks adopted mobile payments relatively early on, and it incentivized users with rewards and features such as ordering ahead. As such, Apple Pay and other mobile payment platforms have largely been playing catch-up with Starbucks until now. According to the eMarketer data, Apple Pay will reach 30.3 million users in the United States during 2019. Starbucks, on the other hand, will have 25.2 million users this year, followed by Google Pay at 12.1 million and Samsung Pay at 10.8 million. The data also suggests that total spending with mobile payments will near $100 billion this year, up more than 24% compared to 2018. One interesting thing to point out is that Google Pay and Samsung Pay are largely splitting the Android market in half. If you combine the two, they would have over 20 million users and also be nearing Starbucks. eMarketer explains that Apple Pay has benefited from wider adoption of new point-of-sale systems that have NFC built in. Because the Starbucks app uses a barcode system rather than NFC, it wasn't affected by the slow rollout of the new point-of-sale systems in the United States. Apple itself has heavily touted Apple Pay growth recently. During Apple's last earnings call, CEO Tim Cook said that Apple Pay growth has surpassed PayPal in terms of transaction volume and new user growth. Apple will report its Q4 2019 earnings on October 30th, where we expect another update on Apple Pay usage, though Apple does not provide total user numbers. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. Read all of the stories mentioned today on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for our new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.